She's blood, flesh and bone. No touch of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com. The only place to be in your pop culture world.
I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen. Yeah. 'Cause she's so high, high above me. She's so lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Just take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a special episode of Laughing Theater. It's another installment of Laughing Isolation Theater. I am your host, Andy Atherton, and I have another group of Place to Be Nation regulars, good people, whatever you want to call them. And we're getting together doing these group watches, and we're going to record them. And, you know, we're doing it to cheer ourselves up, and hopefully it'll cheer you up. So throw the movie on that we're going to watch and watch along with us. And hopefully we make you laugh and make you forget about kind of what's going on in the world today. I mean, you know, that's really, laughter is the best medicine, and we're trying. So tonight, I am joined right now by four guests. More may join in. Who knows what happens? We'll see how it goes. I have to always introduce this young lady first. She is my partner in crime, my better half on many podcasts, Miranda Berthold. Miranda, how are you tonight?
I'm alive.
Well, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
I'm glad.
Doing okay.
All right.
That's it.
Cool. Also introducing somebody who's relatively new to podcasts, but he's become an addict quickly, thanks to certain other sudden ladies we won't mention right now, Mr. Sean Kidd. Sean, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Andy?
I am good. How are you holding up down in the greater Virginia, D.C. area?
I am living the dream, and after being on 12 hours of calls today about coronavirus, I'm ready to laugh and get this shit going.
All right. Cool. All right. Also joining us from all the way down there in Mississippi, the Mud Pie, Logan Crosland. Logan, how are you tonight? I've lost Logan. Or is he on mute?
Doing great, guys.
All right. All right, great.
Everything's good. I'm good.
All right. Also, and finally joining us tonight, first time I'm got the pleasure of being on a show and being on Skype with this gentleman. He is one third of Special Relations from over across the other side of the pond, Mr. Ben Locke. Ben, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Andy. I am very well. Oh, it is good morning in the UK, but good evening to you all.
All right. Well, everything's good. That's what we all care about.
Yes.
All right. So tonight we're getting together and watching a very funny movie. This is 2010's She's Out of My League, starring Jay Baruchel, T.J. Miller, Alice Eve, Lindsay Sloan, Kristen Ritter, amongst others. A very funny movie. Kind of a stupid movie at times with some dumb characters, but it's one of those, like, we're just going to have a laugh. And actually, two people on this show tonight have never seen this. So it's going to be great hearing their reactions to this movie. As somebody who has done a couple of shows like this where I haven't seen the movie, it actually kind of adds to it. So I'm looking forward to having a good time. That being said, we're watching this on Netflix. We're trying to make it easy for access, not only for us, for you. So we're all queued up at 000 on our counters. And is everybody ready to push play?
Sure.
Sure.
Ready.
Here we go.
Let's do this thing.
On my count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play. Here we go. And we have, you may hear the movie coming through a little bit. That's kind of like so you can keep up with us. And we have the Paramount Pictures logo starting up. Upbeat funk music plays according to the captioning.
Captioning is always so funny.
Is that like porno music?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I need to turn it up. Hold on. I got to hear this.
I don't know what the song is actually off the top of my head.
Oh yeah, total porno music. This is great.
is it NWA porno music?
Or... No, it's like bad 80s porn music.
Yeah.
And there's Kirk, our protagonist, by the funny Jay Baruchel. You guys big Jay Baruchel fans?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Well, he was Freaks and Geeks. He was Undeclared, that show. And he's been in like all those others, like Goon and This Is the End.
This is the End, yeah.
Yeah, also, what was it called? That movie Knocked Up he was in.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a lot. Didn't get a lot.
He's in a lot of those Seth Rogen kind of movies.
Yeah, he's part of that whole exactly.
I was going to say, I recognize him, but I don't recognize the name.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking about Marnie, who...
What a fucking terrible name.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be named Marnie. Yeah. I mean, Miranda with an extra letter is already bad enough. Marnie, forget it.
I just want to like name a Bertha or something. It's terrible.
There
he is.
What is going on with that perm? What's that?
This is early T.J. Miller too. That's Stainer. That's the character's name. He's Wendell. There's a. Nate or Ned or something, and there's Jack. Jack's the token hottie of the group, right, Miranda?
If I got a pick.
Stainer. Stainer?
Yes, his name is Stainer.
Stainer.
This is a whole group of people you really don't see much from anymore.
Well, TJ Miller's kind of persona non grata and a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And the other guy, the guy who plays Devin, he's like a bit part player.
Yeah.
And this guy's done other stuff, the Jack guy.
Yeah, he has. I think he's in a television drama now.
Let me see. Mike Vogel is the guy's name. He was in The Help, Cloverfield, Chainsaw Massacre, Sex Life, I guess that's something.
He does have moments where he's really hot right here. It's just not doing it for me.
A moodle. A man poodle. No girl wants to do the moodle.
Or Marnie.
I'll never fuck a moodle. That's great.
A non-stop snatch parade.
That's fantastic.
So these guys all work at the Pittsburgh airport. To give some of you guys background, that's why there's a plane going above. Devin works as a ticket agent. Stainer and Kirk are TSA agents, and Jack is like a mechanic. So there's Marnie, by the way, the twat.
Raw dog and some randoms.
Double bagging it.
Nice.
No seepage.
Nice cut. Nice scatter cushion arrangement going on there behind. That's lovely.
By the way, boys and girls, do not double bag it. That actually does not do you any good. That does worse than just not using protection. But there's sex logic for Miranda for you.
So he's trying to win her back, and her boyfriend's like, your new boyfriend's right there. Raw dog and some randos. This guy's kind
of. This is a John D'Amato special.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of John like lingo in this. This is great.
He ends up calling everybody. This guy ends up calling everybody pirate, by the way. This is Kirk's parents' house, too, by the way. You guys know.
I did not realize that, so I was like, why is he asking Kirk if there's any salt? Like,
that guy's an entrepreneur.
Hey, you might know him, Sean. He owns a pizza.
I might, actually, yes.
It's a Pizza Hut Express!
Not just any old Pizza Hut.
Oh, hey, there's God.
A... Kate Bush socks.
Oh!
I have seen Kate
What the hell was that?
Like the sex whispers on here. What's going on here?
Oh my god, I love her.
What? I recognize the mom.
Yeah, I recognize the mom.
That's Kitty from that Kitty. 70s show, yeah.
She's giving her earrings if she asks if it's an ashtray.
She also plays the mother-in-law on the ranch. So, like, a lot of the people that were on that 70s show, they have a relationship, so they use them on the ranch.
Oh, I gotta watch
and
the show.
And she's the mother-in-law to... Kutcher's character on the ranch.
That's the worst. So she loves his parents, but she wants nothing to do with him.
Been there, done that.
I love you like I love TV.
I love this whole like just not you.
Here's the douchey brother and his fiance, pregnant fiance. Jessica St. Clair, she's funny. And here's the asshole dad.
So the dad is in one of my favorite movies, The Ref. Have you ever seen?
Mm-hmm. He's doing a Chris Tucker impression.
Oh my god, the brother is Eddie Shit.
What movie is Eddie Shit in?
That's a great character.
He was in a lot. He was in that You Again movie. That's that's what's her face. Oh, here she comes, guys. Ready? Sean and Ben.
Oh, what?
I'll let you all have your moment here.
Y'all just forget there's a woman on the podcast.
That's a good start there. That's good.
She's definitely out of his league. Those are Louis Vuittons.
Miranda's going to be really pointing out all the fashion choices. How you doing?
Okay. Okay. Now the film started.
I love the close-ups on this.
Good gravy. That was our view of Charlie Caruso at TakeOver, by the way. We just had... There's a lovely TSA agent keeping us safe right here. Oh, there's God, what's his name? Andy something.
Oh, he's in Eastbound and Down.
Mm-hmm.
He's in like everything.
Yeah.
He's in those CarMax commercials now.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're all fighting over to get a little. So trying to get some action from this guy. Let me see if I can find his name. If he's even listed.
Which one?
Andy Daly, that's it.
Literally. Oh, the other guy is Kyle Bornheimer, by the way.
Yeah.
He played Eddie in something. But that's why I was like, Eddie! Most recently, he was the voice of the dad in the Onward Disney movie.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those guys that they always put in sitcoms. They just never seem to like take.
He does like one episode here, two episodes there, kind of thing.
Stainer has to be an all-time name.
Oh no, he was Teddy. He was Teddy on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's who he was. Stainer.
like Stifler, one of those just good names. Yeah.
Apple wants to make changes. Yeah.
No. You'll understand why his name is Stainer when you figure out his real name later.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
I imagine this.
Do you have any key things you want me to know about?
This reminds me of a really bad experience going through airport security in Chicago.
Freaking idiot.
At that point, I'd be like, who wants to escort me to my plane? Because he is weird.
Talk about abuse of power.
Ugh. At least they don't actually, if you're a female, have men pat you down anymore.
Yeah, because he's the one guy that actually didn't try to hit on her. That's why she was actually nice to him. Oh, this is fun.
Oh yeah, this is a great scene.
There's the bitchy best friend.
I love her. Love Kristen Ritter.
Jessica Jones. Great as the bitchy best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's forgot the phone. Oh no.
I mean, she almost forgot fucking everything. She forgot her boarding pass at first.
She's a mess.
Where the hell did she think she was going?
Thanks, movie. Thanks for making blondes look so dumb. Appreciate it.
And this guy is such an asshole. Excuse me, you're not supposed to be using your phone on the plane. Are you a plane doctor?
The plane doctor.
No, so shut the fuck up. being a native New Yorker, that's kind of how we talk to people. Like, is this any of your business? Turn the fuck around. All right, goodbye.
Well, they haven't even taken off yet. Like, this guy's an asshole.
Go shit in your hand.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, I need to remember that. Go shit in your hand.
Yeah, when go fuck yourself just doesn't work, you can just say go shit in your hand.
Right? Yes. Our codorm present, instead of saying go fuck yourself, go be like, go shit in your hand. A little
bit better. A little bit. So, this is where you find out his friend Devin is like obsessed with Disney. Because he's
nothing
all.
Wrong
with that. No, there's no problem with that. I co-host a Disney pod with Miranda and Chad, but this guy like keeps me every time. It's like just like the he's go Aladdin references.
He's
later.
The hopeless romantic bliss part.
Yeah, and he's the only one that's married out of them.
The day we're recording this on, it is our Disney Plus day today.
Woo-hoo!
All right,
it's very exciting. I tell you.
Oh dear.
There's the sister drinking while she's working.
Are you here to arrest her?
I can get you a mad discount on a flight, though.
Not just any old discount.
A mad discount. Don't you just hate being that like out of place dressed guy at a party? Like everybody's all here looking all hip and there. Here I am in my work uniform.
Like when they tell you it's a costume party for Halloween and you show up and it's not a costume party.
That's a Saturday in Dotham.
As I say, you go to a work casual meeting and everybody's dressed in suits and you're wearing your jeans. That happened to me a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Dress down Friday has been cancelled.
It has been.
Sister's just drinking away.
She's like mixing them together, drinking out of them, handing them to people anyway.
Like, this girl's hitting on a Disney dude.
Yeah.
That shitty granny head.
You're like, yeah, she thinks I'm hot.
Don't josh me. Oh my god,
I'd forgotten he used to say, don't josh me.
Do not josh me.
Really?
This is like high school. Yeah.
Yeah, Joshin, yeah.
Oh yeah, Joshin. That was like a 90s term, I think.
It was.
You're joshing me, right? Nah. He's like, don't tell my wife. Don't tell my wife. 5 second rule.
I kinda like the sister.
And Ben would be like, no.
And
Ben would be like, no mushrooms, no. We know Ben's history.
I see your attention. Yeah,
maybe you should mouth off to the museum director.
Disney dude is looking rather lovingly into his eyes there. That was quite weird.
Devin squeals.
Devin is like the Peter Winston of this film.
And now we're talking about hockey. He's like, I remember an Islanders Pittsburgh game from the 90s where there was a bad call on an offsides. That was an awkward hug right there.
Fare thee well, dear princess.
For a night of romance and hockey.
They do go together. They do.
I'm taking steam.
You would not believe the amount of romance novels that are written about hockey players. I'm just saying.
Dude, there's a lot. I mean, believe me, I hear my sister all the time like saying, like, oh my god, that guy is so hot. This guy is the hockey players, the ladies love the hockey players, trust me.
Yes.
I remember I took my girlfriend to her first hockey game last year, and she used to go in like Broadway shows, and I gave her like my sister's Rangers jersey to wear, and I had a Rangers jersey on, and we get there and everybody's got Rangers jersey. Goes, oh look, everybody's wearing the same costume. I'm like, yeah, that's not exactly how I would refer to it, babe, but okay.
Marnie's kind of a skank.
Marnie, who also works at the airport.
I don't know. I kind of find her kind of bitchy hot. I don't know.
Going to Branson. Any of y'all ever been to Branson?
Oh.
No, I haven't, no.
Good. I heard that's a place and a half. Yes, how awkward is that? She's going to Branson with his family, and they broke up, like, how long ago? Another awkward hug.
My brother still hangs out with my high school boyfriend.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, both my brothers hang out with him. He does their tattoos, and I'm like, okay, this is just...
I love it. $20, four beers. Three? Two? Yeah.
Not gonna lie, in Slovakia, that'd buy you, like, 10 beers.
At Madison Square Garden, that'll get you a beer and a quarter.
Right, a beer and a quarter.
She brings the bitchy friend.
Hey, this is Stainer.
Stainer? What? What? What?
I'm sorry, what? No.
That's my name. It's like Greg.
I think I know where Stain is going from that line.
Who brought the good news bear? Because you like bitches.
Because you like bitches.
She's a bitch. Yeah.
There's different levels of bitches.
Yeah, she's different in that she's a bitch.
And them some damn good seats for hockey. Jesus. We're at the sing along.
I love this song. I really like it when they go to hockey games and they get in fights. The snakes.
Yeah. You see, he's trying to explain the hockey to the girl who actually tells him he's wrong.
I've only ever been to one hockey game, but I don't think it's quite the same over here.
They don't do as much fighting anymore. Kind of disappointing. It's like, you know, when they kind of took it out of Sega hockey, NHL hockey, it kind of left out NHL a little bit. He's like, hey, Molly. Scott Reese knows you, and she went a little bit. I mean, she fucked him.
Oh, I love it when Andy drops the F-bombs.
You know, you think I have this like reputation of like being this choir boy. I just don't allow like a certain word to be said over and over and over when we're talking about, you know, certain movies.
We're having lip sync karaoke over here.
The casual hug there, celebrating the goal.
Yeah, 2010. I don't remember if the Islanders and Penguins were any good then. I hate them both, so.
Yeah, they're not my favorite either.
Well, they're division rivals of my team, so.
Well, these two have literally got nothing to talk about. It's just like, hi, hi.
She's like, why are you talking to me?
I love itchy Kristen Ritter.
This is where he gets the skinny. Like Molly's into you. What? I think that's the same reaction most of us would have.
Yeah, it's like, this is bullshit.
Wait.
Girl don't like me.
Who's playing a prank on me?
From a woman's perspective, it is most likely because he did not treat her like a piece of meat.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but in real life, that doesn't really happen either.
What? Trust me, it does.
God,
it doesn't last, but it does.
It doesn't last.
The hamburger wasn't into me?
You've got to love a good wacky t-shirt as well. I like that.
Oh, the Stud Muffin t-shirt?
Stud Muffin is... That is...
We find out Jack banged his wife before they started dating.
But only on a technicality.
Oh, God, I love it. Yo, house ball. This is legit how league bowlers are.
Oh, yes, it is. They will get up
in. I worked in a bowling alley in high school, and they're assholes.
This is hilarious.
Is this a distraction? Well, fucking roll then.
Oh, he's doing the concentration face. I love the bowling concentration face. Yeah,
he just throws the ball.
I did bowling in college.
Bring it, Brunswick.
Bring it, Brunswick.
There's not as much bowling happening as I thought.
Do you know, it's not easy to get into a shoving match on a bowling lane because it's so slippery.
TSA.
Are you guys allowed to have your own shoes on the bowling lane now? That blew my mind when we were allowed to do that. It was like, I don't need to wear your fancy shoes anymore. What?
Well, you have to have bowling
your
shoes.
Your own bowling shoes, then yes. Otherwise, you have to wear theirs.
Ah.
I miss being able to score. That's all I want to make.
My town sucks so much, we don't even have a bowling alley anymore.
We do, but unless you want your lungs to collapse from all the smoke.
They let people smoke there?
Well, because here in Alabama, your restaurant or facility is either smoking or non-smoking. And if you're smoking, that's it. And you have to plaster it everywhere. So, like, the only places that you can really smoke here are, like, the Waffle House and the bowling alley. Which seems legitimate.
Most of our bowling alleys here are those, like, fancy bowling alleys with, like, music and screens and all that shit. I just want to fucking bowl, like, this bowling alley. This is, like, to me, this would be, like, the best bowling alley to walk into.
I don't need to do cosmic bowling. I just want to bowl.
No.
So, funny story about cosmic bowling. I grew up Southern Baptist, and our church used to take the younger kids to cosmic bowling on the weekends. And I thought I was super cool, and I had the shirt that on the front said Joe, and on the back said Mama. So, like, Joe Mama. And the kids loved it. And it was pink. Well, cosmic bowling, what you don't discover is that just because your shirt is a solid color does not mean that your white bra at 17 is not going to glow like a disco ball.
Are you Hannah Montana? What the hell is this shit? And you guys missed you guys miss it. Stainer is in a Hall & Oates cover band called Adult Education.
Oh, no, I thought
that. It comes into play later, trust me.
Hall & Oates is shit.
Hall & Oates rule.
My first concert, 10 years old.
Yeah, love Hall & Oates.
My first concert was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
That's how Southern
was, was it Business in Front and Party in the Back time?
It was when the Garbage Can song was roll. Well, that wasn't the words, but that's what kids added to. Where am I going to live when I get home? And then people would add, in the garbage can. Shut.
He's still asking about Wendy. Does she think I went? You're on Facebook?
God, you're married.
I got like 37 friends on Facebook.
7's a great number.
Well, this is 2010. Yeah.
That's about right.
It's the most disgusting dress I've ever seen. Meanwhile, somebody has it on later.
It is very 70s.
She's like a hot Reese Witherspoon. Like, Reese Witherspoon, very pretty, cute girl next door. This one's like a hotter version of her.
That's true. This is where the best friend's like, you know, calling out, like, you know, this is not the kind of guy. Oh, he looks like shit. There's Martha. Oh, and why is Marsha Wallace? Why is Marsha Wallace right in the background?
That's going to be right at the beginning of the shift as well.
I'm female Kirk. Aww. That shit happens to me all the time.
He looks like ass.
Yes.
Bless his heart.
We were warning Ben about when he's going to be on with Jenny. Watch it if he gets a Southern Bless Your Heart.
Okay, there's different levels of Bless Your Heart. Like, that one was legitimate for Kirk. Like,
that was a legitimate one, yes.
But now, if you get one where you're like, bless your heart, that means fuck you, buddy. There's also the, whoo, bless her heart, and that's like, she is a hot fucking mess. There's like all different levels of it.
I'll look out for it. I'll look out for it.
We're scaring him off.
And I don't think you lived until you got the real fuck you, bless your heart from Jenny. Then you lived.
So here's on the fancy date. It actually looks like a nice place.
It's what I was about to say. This looks quite classy. Kirk seems to be wearing his best game show host outfit.
or rental car agency.
Money Hall.
It looks like a used car salesman at the place where you go buy a $4,000 car.
It matches the waiter.
The waiter looks better than he does. I'm sorry.
It's the red tie.
She's like downplaying how like smart and hot she is. You're a lawyer? There's Kirk being a nice guy. Toby.
He goes to tip him because he thinks he's a waiter.
It's like the douche parade. Hi. Oh, of course.
Of course, one of the cab. Of course.
Which, this is the guy that broke her heart, if I remember from the top conversation a few moments ago between her and bitchy friend.
Oh, hey, buddy. Sorry, friend.
Oh, There you go. That was awkward. Cam, Kirk. Is that sure for Cameron? No.
Why would it be?
This guy's a stereotypical prick, isn't
he? Yeah. We're a little more than liaisons. So now there's a second guy that she's boned and he's met. He seems like a great guy.
He seems great. Yeah, he seems so great.
So she was a lawyer and then she becomes a party planner, basically.
This is like a Hallmark movie. I'm a lawyer who became a party planner because I followed my heart.
Aww.
Because you have snow and Christmas trees and lights, and it is. It's a Christmas
Hallmark. Right?
Yeah.
I watch enough Hallmark movies to know.
Oh, yeah. Miranda loves them Hallmark movies.
I do love them Hallmark movies. As cheesy and as predictable as they are, sometimes you just need a Hallmark movie.
And the all-star Candace Cameron Bure.
I love her.
Oh, me too, but probably not the same reason you do.
Probably not. Oh, God.
So Kirk's telling her, like, I'm just working at the TSA, but I want to be a pilot. Seems like a nice area, Pittsburgh.
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
Huh. Looks a little too nice.
And there's a guy making...
It's not quite dirty enough to be Pittsburgh, I don't think.
Yeah. And there's a guy making balloon animals.
A little clean out there.
At night. For adults.
Do people really walk the streets of Pittsburgh like this at night? Because I've never seen this ever.
I feel like just walking the streets of Chicago at night, it just would not be real.
This is definitely not New York, I can tell you that much.
Certainly not right now.
I'm a Steelers fan. I want to go to Pittsburgh. You're not selling it to me here, guys.
Well, none of us have ever been there. There's no Steelers fan?
I'm afraid so.
Miranda, he's British. He doesn't know any better.
Well, yeah, because, I mean... Our American football over here, you know.
She's a Bears fan, okay?
I know what sadness is like, guys.
there's a Pimenti brothers though, so yeah, that's Pittsburgh.
I don't even know what that is. Okay,
give me one of those sandwiches or fries on them.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds good.
Fries, not hungry. You know, everything is shut down right now, so like I ain't getting no fries from anywhere. I think I've eaten more at home this week in the last week and a half, guys, than I have in like months.
I don't think you're the only one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like a true Southern woman, my crock pot has been going pretty much 24/7.
I've completely forgotten how good looking he is. Yeah. What the fuck is this guy?
The guy that
beautifully moistured his skin tones are.
All into those skin tones.
First base. What's the music? I can't hear it. Like, really legit, what is it playing in the background?
It's like a sweet. Like you would imagine, like somebody like Colby Calais or somebody.
He says thank you. She's like, you're welcome.
Her actual mouth.
With her actual mouth.
On purpose. I like that they're just all riding around the luggage truck.
It is Pittsburgh, so.
let's face it, we've all wanted to do that at some point.
Yeah, we all can't be Jonathan Lipnicki and Jerry Maguire to do that. Oh yeah,
she's going to lunch with his parents on Sunday.
Oh, that's bad. He's still. When did he say anything about me? Oh, guy drives a neon. Oh, his father loves them Japanese game shows.
Oh, that's what you watch on the Ocho right now.
Oh, I used to love that shit. The MXC show.
Lord,
on.
It's not even a channel anymore.
They used to show that on like Spike TV and stuff.
Yep. Spike's not even Spike anymore.
Yeah, Spike's not even Spike anymore.
I love the dad's face. The dad's face.
Nice. Ooh, to meet you.
Dad with forehead and a freaking 70s bush on his head. That's amazing.
He looks like my old stop teacher from high school. Oh, my God.
He looks like he drives an old minivan.
We don't flush number ones. We really flush number around twos. School.
You got very delicate plumbing. Want to watch the Jack show?
That's not very PC. Oh,
sounds like Trump talking about the coronavirus.
Look at this douche in the Leroy fired again. Like he never came to work with a buzzer.
That's like totally me in the pool at like age 21
with a hat on and everything.
Totally, the first
soda and sunbathing.
The first time I met my wife, I looked exactly like that.
Slapshot regatta.
Oh no, that's why we didn't date for a year after I met her.
And there's Ron.
Oh, and she's there.
Yes, I think she's a hot shit.
She is hot.
Oh, this can't end well.
Boner Patrol.
Yeah, Poe Kirk's girlfriend comes out.
Boner Patrol.
Oh. His fiance.
My Marnie. Their reactions are priceless.
Who are you?
Why are you here?
You're a social worker.
You hit her with your car or something.
Are we being evicted? Are you a hooker? I mean, a prostitute. Yeah, come in the pool with your white dress on.
Your underwear.
Yeah, your underwear will do.
It's like a bikini covers all the good shit.
This is like my twin at 20. It's cracking me up. God, I was a dick.
Underwear would be fine.
If I were wearing any.
Oh, farmer's hanky and tidy whitey.
I forgot about that.
I didn't need to see that. Good lord.
Whitey tidies. He totally not dry enough. Dry off enough to go into the house.
One other beer. Who you want sponsor?
Oh, look at the sweater. What is that?
I was about to say, why are you wearing your cricket sweater? What's going on there?
Why are you wearing your cricket sweater? Global warming.
Oh, God. the factually correct film Day After Tomorrow.
God. He's trying to. Oh, fuck it. You were not wearing whatever.
Oh. Seriously, not wearing any underwear.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
No, wait for it. Yeah, they do. Isn't that the dress they saw in the store that was ugly?
Yeah.
She's gone for the carpet dress. Okay.
It's so 70s. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's like the Woodstock special right there.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
I love the description of like how this wedding's supposed to go. 100 guests, NASCAR theme in Vegas. You're going to wear this dress made out of actual checkered flags, real tight. You're going to be in a wicked orange tux with Home Depot logo on the back. What's
up?
Oh,
my God. That's worse than those, like, Deep South camouflage weddings. Like, please stop.
Base fee is 15 Gs. I love their reaction.
Fuck you.
Even the mom says, fuck you.
I just want to tell you that 70 show is like my favorite show ever, and that fucking blew my mind when she said fuck you.
So he's like, what are you doing?
She's like
the
most wholesome family mother of all time. And
more than Mrs.
Didn't
Cunningham.
She like once when she got really drunk. Or she ate the, or was it when she ate the brownies?
Yeah, she ate the brownies, that's right.
When she ate the brownies, yeah.
She's also what's her face on Friends. She's Phoebe's sister-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I recognize her from.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand the curse of being an attractive woman. Come on, get real.
Poor Marnie.
I wouldn't say poor Marnie. She kind of deserves what she's getting here. Like, yeah, you got to come to Branson.
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Oh.
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 Shit.
Sorry.
That hurt.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's like, relax. Uh-oh. She's going to spill the beans.
Used to be lovers.
Used to be lovers.
Even she laughs at it.
That is so wrong.
It's for my earrings. Now she's like, okay, he's got this hot new chick. Maybe he's not so bad.
You're so special.
With his cricket vest. Later, pirate.
Fly pirate.
The definition of the douchey older brother.
Kurt, probably, go play with your brother.
Go play with your brother.
That was probably like the description of the character. You're gonna. I am Carl. I'm reading for the douchey older brother. As a father, just drinking martinis.
He's holding that glass so well.
With the socks and the slippers there.
Sandals. That's me at retirement.
That's a standard Friday night for Sean.
It's missing the hot tub, but other than that, it's very accurate.
Little, are you shitting me? Debbie hears one wig at Hotbox. Thanks, babe. This chick here makes her look like a pig.
I'm sure all women want to be described by their boyfriend as a wicked hot box.
Five hole. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's
5 points.
Right in a mommy daddy button.
So my husband grew up in Chicago, and of course they had like hockey at all ages, and he actually took a hockey puck to the face, like ugh, to the mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This guy doing his little psychic machine. Toby, stop and snoring. This is intense right here. It's like the end of the Mighty Ducks. Jason Sherman would be quoting right now.
Charlie Conway's lining up.
Not Spazway. From the puck's perspective.
Upper 90.
And he went stick side, too.
I like how the mom's like, there's always next time.
The mom doesn't know what to say. Okay, timeout. You guys take a timeout from being assholes.
Storms off with like half with his shoes still on.
It's Kirk in his shitty car with her nice ass apartment.
Oh, wine.
She's working there kind of alive and it's getting him wine. Yes, yeah, she's got a nice apartment.
Yeah. Kirk is about to seal the deal here, I think.
What do you think, Sean? You think Kirk's going to seal the deal here?
I don't know if Kirk can seal the door. Like, some prematurity or something happened.
Captain Pickles. Gotta love Captain
Pickles. Is that a dog or a fucking horse?
Me or the dog?
Me or the dog? That's a big ass dog. I thought my dog was big, and then you see things like that.
I know.
Where's the saddle for that thing?
All 100 pounds of mine, and that's still damn really bigger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I saw a pit bull the other day. I swear the guy that owned him was feeding him steroids. He was huge.
Now we got that make out music on. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh. Can we be friends? No.
I'm about to say she can't friend zone him now.
It's not you, it's me. No.
I can experiment.
Oh, you're pretty generous. Oh, dude. There's
I think he just threw up in his mouth a little.
I just think he prematurely ejaculated in his pants.
That too.
Yeah.
They are both really generous.
Quite the charitable lover.
That's what every woman wants to hear.
Wow. Like, this is so not realistic. If any of you have experienced this, I need to hear your stories because this is amazing.
This is like, no.
Can we stop? No, but
not right now.
Oh,
that is crazy. Like, I can't have a dog watching you. It's just like weird.
He's doing like Lamaze breathing.
Cats the same way.
Cats will just fucking jump on the bed and be like, uh-oh, "What are you doing?"
Oh, what?
What happened?
Oh, Dad. Hi.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. It's Stainer.
So Sean was kind of right there.
I knew it. I saw that a mile away.
Ugh.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh.
Hope we're not interrupting.
Oh, and then there's a sister. She's going to catch it right away, isn't she? Oh my god, this is greatest thing.
He won't get up.
You know what? He doesn't have a drink next to him. I'd do the old spill on accident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have ran to the bathroom real quick and just acted like I was in there beforehand.
Oh. No.
At least play it off like I peed a little in my pants, you know? Yeah.
I don't soap on my pants or something.
Oh, I forgot to do the...
Oh!
Jesus Christ, this is great.
No, Captain.
But then you can just say it was where the dog licked you.
Yeah, now you can play it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still got that stuff in there.
Oh, yes.
That's a genuine.
And his sister's like, that was awesome.
He lasted way longer than I would have.
Oh, Logan, that's awesome.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you said it, because I didn't.
I am so
that's
tempted.
What I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
I'm so tempted to put premature ejaculation in the show notes.
Oh, why? What's the temptation? Just do it.
He's excited he came early. That's great.
Now, this is cool because this is what friends do to each other. This is legit.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Total legit.
It just slipped out. Now, who drinks a soda with a Ziploc bag on it? That's weird.
Devin, that's who.
Devin. The Disney dude. There's Marnie back.
Oh, she's... Oh, that's just going to complicate things.
Finger's like, no.
She seems like kind of a bitch.
The pirate?
I love the other three just sort of sitting there pretending they're doing something.
Mine is kind of a horse face.
I just realized that. You're right. I take back what I said about her earlier. Mr. Ed in there.
Need some beer goggles for that.
Yeah, haven't had enough to drink.
She's not ugly, but she's not like... She's not Molly.
Yeah, she's like a two-beer minimum.
She's like a two-beer minimum?
two to five beer.
Yeah.
Remember in college, like, they sell you all those t-shirts and stuff? One was a Calvin and Hobbes, friends don't let friends beer goggle.
Yeah.
What about her? The Tao of Love. Stainer's like a philosophizer. Tina Jordan, you're chasing Amy. I think TJ Miller followed this up with Yogi Bear. That was a really good choice.
I like that movie.
I don't know. My son was really young, so he kept getting up to walk out. He was like one of those, like, couldn't sit still.
I couldn't cover the spread.
Mono of the heart. How's your vagina? Who do you think makes the most out of the four of them? The ticket agent, the TSA guys, or the mechanic?
Actually, probably the mechanic.
That's what I was thinking. Like, Jack probably makes more money.
I'm married to a mechanic.
Yeah, I would say Jack, probably.
Yeah.
You can push your meat in any human being you want.
Which, is he a mechanic, or is he just a flight line guy?
I don't know. Maybe he's baggage claim. I don't know. Baggage handler.
If he's a baggage handler, then I'm going to say the TSA guys.
Mm. I think he's like a mechanic, and I think he's also one of those guys that waves the wands, whatever that's called.
Oh, that means you can make really good money at that. My brother
is that an air traffic controller?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay. That's
you work your way up, and if you end up being in the tower, it's pretty lucrative, actually.
It's the beast.
Dizzy dude believes in true love. Oh.
I can't guys, even see his wife.
You see her later.
Really do. Okay.
You guys are busting my
nuggets. I've seen this, but I don't think I have.
You guys are busting my nuggets.
Like you wouldn't think this would be the first guy married.
Well, you think Jack would probably be the first one to get married because he knocked somebody up.
Yes.
Yeah. But as far as, like, realistically, yeah, I see that one being the first one married.
Yeah, because the first one that, like, you know, saw his, you know, his winky probably married her.
He probably is the first one to get, like, a legitimate job, and he is hopeless romantic, so he probably was very, very sweet with to her, so...
I was the last of my group to get married, so for obvious reasons.
Here's the air show. You guys, ever frequent an air show?
I have. I've seen the blue.
Oh yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
My grandfather used to go to them all the time. He used to talk about them.
Stairs buying.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
I'm married a Army Black Hawk crew chief, so yes, I've been to many.
This is a funny part right here. I love Kristen Ritter's face in a few minutes. It's like priceless.
It's in my shorts, you know?
Just own it. Roll with it.
That's what I do. It's how I roll.
Devin's like, I don't know much about this stuff, but I don't think that's good advice.
No.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Well.
You paid her a compliment. Oh shit.
Hey Molly, how you doing?
Oh, Heller.
He's trying to skirt around. He's like, I can't tell her.
I think I would tell him.
And there's Patty, like, trying to, like, not, like, listen, but she's listening.
Yeah.
I quite like the bitchy hot shirt she's wearing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait.
There you go.
There we go.
Good job, my boy.
But look at her face. Just the whole scene, I'm just watching her.
You're getting sort of hot.
She has not changed her face. And she's trying not to, Molly's trying not to laugh. And there I am with just a friggin' oyster in my shirt. Oyster.
Love her face. These two trying not to talk and failing miserably.
Kristen Ritter should have an Oscar for her performance.
I bet you that's real, though.
Legit. Yep.
He's honest.
Oh, Like, I'd like to be a fly on the wall up in that tent right now about that conversation. Oh, there you go.
He's right. No guy would make that up. Would you guys? No,
absolutely not. But I probably would be the guy to tell her the truth, so. And there's no way she would react to that like that.
You're like Yoda.
Sex Yoda.
Sex Yoda.
The Force is strong.
I jizzed in my pants, and now I'm even more excited. That's crazy. Who is this girl?
Kirk Cam.
Look. Oh, look. It's Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
He's like Goose's understudy here.
I was going to say.
A show that lasted one or two seasons where he's like, they're all like in the army, and he like, I think he's a major or something.
He's been a few things. He was in that The Breakup, I think. He's the guy that goes out on a date with Jennifer Aniston and then gets sucked into playing like football, like Madden with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy in that one.
Yeah. It's like, that guy's a legend.
Yeah.
He thinks Kirk's gay.
Uh-oh. You feel that tolerance.
Gay smells good.
Stainer. What does that say? Foot long. Yeah, you know this song, right? She's So High.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite songs, actually.
Well, you know, I feel a montage coming on. I'd have sex with that guy.
As soon as you see some planes, you know there's a montage coming.
Or the popular pop song of the time. Back in the bowling alley.
I think Ginny wants in.
All right, no ladder. Where is she? All right, let's see. Skype.
So they're just playing She's So High this whole time.
That dude's like, well done, man.
What's up, bitches?
What's up, Jenny?
Hello. Now the party can start.
Hey.
Oh, it's already started.
And Miranda's drinking.
Come on. Party will start till I get here. What? What are you drinking?
Jameson and Coke Zero.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And I downed the whole fucking glass already.
I see you drink for these boys. You don't drink on Geek
and
Sassy.
No, I drink because of the shit show that is last week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, yes.
It is not for them. It is for me.
She's got a whole liter to get through, so.
That's all they had available was a liter bottle.
She did a good job doing shots with me and that cold brew. Yeah.
I did lots of shots.
That's good shit. Gotta find this fucking movie.
It's on the Netflix.
That's the best part already.
I know.
Well,
Jenny, have you seen this before?
Now.
Oh, no, the guy ejaculated in his pants. That was pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen this before, Jen?
We're not going to get better than that.
Jenny's a true appreciator of ejaculating in the pants.
I find it very selfish.
I told you guys it wasn't realistic. That girl took him back after that. I told you.
What's your timestamp?
We be at 1:06:08.
All right. Yeah, I've seen this, but it's been a long time.
I'm realizing that I have never seen it.
That's great.
I love how I just crash this podcast right here.
That's all right. Yeah. Jenny gotta be Jenny.
Yep. Well, and the other one I just did, dude was long-winded. Like, we could not wrap it up. Like, I gotta go.
Oh, talk about a little manscaping.
Whoa.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
It's plants organized. Who says their penis is organized?
It's kind of Japanese looking.
Like baby smooth. You put your mouth in. There's no 70s bush on that package.
Oh, man.
Hear me out.
Kurt's like trying not to vomit.
Oh, is he shaving his balls?
Yeah.
It's when Jack drops his pants and shows him, like, manscaping. Like, you need to manscape. This is what mine look like.
Okay.
But he's about to shave his balls, I believe.
Oh. Oh, this gets so much worse. Don't worry. Just wait.
I don't see this. Oh!
What are we doing? Oh!
That...
I could have done without seeing his ass.
It's a man ass.
And now it's like jiggling. What the fuck?
No way, that's his real ass. Sorry.
He's got ass double.
He does have an ass double.
Like he's using a disposable razor. What's he doing?
I like how his friend co's running.
Should he use a hot towel?
He's Disney dude's wearing the all gray number, but we gotta be concentrating.
Oh, that's gross. What?
Abort the mission now.
Oh, Miranda might vomit.
Approximately a third.
How does a disposable razor do approximately one third of your vomit?
Just shave it like your face.
Oh.
Kirk?
What?
Does anybody want to share their manscaping routine here?
I don't know if that's true friendship or not. And I love you, but I'm not waxing.
I would never ask you to, baby.
I know you wouldn't.
We're friends, we're close, but we're not this close.
Never.
No. I would never let that happen.
Can you pick that up for me? Hold on.
But he's cupping the balls while he does it. Look at his hand.
Drop him. He's so proud of his work.
I think I just woke up my wife and kids. Oh, now we're playing Hall & Oates.
Ah, here we go.
It's adult education. They're a tribute band.
Is that TJ Miller?
Yeah, Stainer. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, this is awful.
Oh yeah, we're gonna see Disney dude's wife in a few minutes in the scene.
He looks a little like Daryl Hall right there.
A little bit.
Yeah, this is like we were saying earlier, Jay, this is very early TJ Miller.
Very early.
John Oates with the porno stash back there.
Stroked out.
Yeah, stroked out.
Stroked out Hall & Oates.
Oh, Tim, I love you for that.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I find her bitchy best friend hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would go for the best friend.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, still, like, her face in that scene, you know, was just priceless.
It was Oscar worthy. Yes.
All of a sudden, Kirk's like this, you know, confident MC here, you know?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
It's like, we got more. Nope, just Hall Notes.
Nope, just Hall Notes.
Hey, I just got a text from my wife. Your podcast is on 70s Bush? I knew I woke her up.
I'll love them more.
Oh, God.
Nope, I'll tell you later. Go to bed.
You're totally gonna jump them.
Saving his private gave him some confidence, didn't it?
There's the wife.
Ah.
He's like, no, what, what's happening?
Why does she look 20 years older than him?
Because she is.
Mail order.
Yeah, I was saying it's a mail order, Brian.
Okay.
Brian, yeah. No, not really. I'm just playing.
Be nice. Devin's a nice guy.
Legit, it makes sense he's married now, if that's the case.
Oh, crap.
I think her mom like reminds me of like Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island.
They call him the fucking asshole. That's funny. He's like the nicest person ever.
You know that her dad was like such a douche like Cam when he was young.
What happened when they first met?
Oh, that was
his
pants. Yeah,
oh, that was pants. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
He had a rather unfortunate accident.
He walked in on him when they were about to get busy, and he jizzed himself.
Oh my god!
And then the dog picked it.
Oh, I did miss the best part.
Here's Cam again.
That damn Cam.
Bloody Cam.
Now we're talking about, like, being friends with the ex again. Like, the father's going, why can't you marry this guy?
Good to see you again, kid.
Later, pirate. I got an ex in my pants.
I thought you were gay too.
Uh
oh. Oh no.
Oh boy.
You are funny.
Uh oh.
Oh, here's where he's gonna fuck with his head.
Oh.
Like, I shouldn't say. But I'm gonna. He's got a defect.
What?
I'm like, look, as long as that defect is not a penis, I'm cool.
Turn the lights out.
If she's been tucking the whole time, then we got an issue. It's like defect. What defect?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you. Unless it's a penis, I think it'd probably be all right.
I could live with it. I could
live with it. Everything looks the same in the dark except the penis.
What if it's a tail, though?
That just kind of limits your positions, then, I guess.
Yeah, you got a back. Yeah. you know. Just don't put her on top because then you'll touch it when you grab it. So just we'll work around it. Oh.
Smooth. Literally.
He's built like a 12-year-old.
He is so scrawny.
I would say he's so frail and pale.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh,
I told you guys.
Just
like sometimes you can't even get out what you want to say. You okay over there?
Just like Star Trek. Hachimachi.
There's no other time than right now that this movie legit is bullshit because this would not happen.
No.
This girl would be nowhere near this dude.
Also, why are they undressing so awkwardly? Like, your turn. No, my turn. And then your turn again.
Oh.
I thought that doesn't work that way.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh. The black socks on and everything?
Oh, definitely. Let me take your socks off.
I'm not very experienced. That's the words all women want to hear.
Your balls are shaved.
Socks don't really matter in this situation.
I feel like I'm a lamb.
What are you self-conscious about?
Okay, what is it?
He's like, what? What are you looking? What am I looking at here?
Oh, they just ruined
she's
it.
She's got like a little web foot.
I just tapped out on the feet. I'm done.
It's a deal breaker itself.
I don't care how hot she is. I don't do the feet.
So Sean's a foot guy. We learn something new.
You know, you haven't heard foot shaming unless you hear me and D'Amato talk about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Feet are my not thing.
I'm just playing.
What's your defect? You can't wear flip flops? What the fuck?
Well, that probably would be uncomfortable. I'm just gonna say.
I said wearing socks is okay too. So.
Seems like she could have had a simple surgery to take care of that bottle.
No, and I probably would have suggested that for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
One or two incisions and you're done. Outpatient,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, it seems pretty easy. Her parents are rich. What the problem?
Right?
Her base fee is 15 grand. Come on.
Excuse me. That should not want to be into me, but you need to get your feet fixed before I have sex with you. Yes.
What? She'd be like, fuck you.
Yes. Yes, you would.
Everybody knows that. But no, you're a hard 10. This is all that Stainer math.
Is she a hard 10?
Oh, hell yeah.
Pretty damn close, if not, yeah.
Yeah.
The feet
I'm
going to
say yeah.
Sean. The feet knock it down to an 8.
I'm gonna give her a
she's
9.
She's doing so well for the feet.
Are we doing half stars here?
Quarter stars.
I'm gonna say you put me in a room with her. I'm gonna feel really fucking self conscious.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, what the fuck?
She's 9 3/4.
I'll go 9.5. I'll take a half off
of
the foot.
So she showed the web feet and they're not going to fuck now?
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Right?
They're having the serious chat now.
Yeah. Maybe fuck first and then have this chat.
No self-esteem, deduct a point. She's doing ratings too.
Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, you kidding me?
Oh my god.
Tell Footlong I said hi.
Which one of you was hotter?
Yeah, I mean, on a pedestal. That's like 40 old virgin putting that pussy on a pedestal.
Andy, language.
Ah.
Yeah, Andy. It's a family show.
This Andy one ain't, no, these ain't no family show, trust me. We
brought the worst out of Andy tonight.
Is somebody making ice? What's happening?
I was going to say, somebody fell out of the chair. What's going on?
And I started drinking like 20 minutes into the movie, so.
Okay.
My drink is gone.
I'm just drinking tea.
I already got drunk and then drank myself sober again. So.
I'm just drinking twisted tea because I actually have to be on a phone getting, meeting tomorrow.
Jenny's getting a second wind to drink.
Hopefully so.
Jenny, do you have any of that left that we bought when I was at your house?
Yeah. Yes. I just opened. I opened one of the. I drank the big one. And then I just opened one of the little ones, so that might last like 3 days.
Guys, the lady at the alcohol store shamed me because I didn't have as much alcohol as Jenny. Yeah. She was like, "What? Only one?" And I was like, "Fuck, bitch! What? Jesus, jeez."
We're gonna be locked in for a while. You need more than one.
Right. Well, I mean, I was at Jenny's house, so I was gonna buy what I needed when I got here. I just wanted a bottle for Jenny's house.
I think I had like 6 bottles to your 1 bottle.
You did, but they weren't all for you.
Look at those horrible sweatshirts.
Ugh.
Then Marnie.
Oh, it's like stag do t-shirts, but for the family. No, that's wrong.
Snap that together with her.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. What a dumbass.
Well, he broke up with Molly.
Well, she don't have webbed feet, apparently.
So. I know, but
Marnie's a hard
name is Marnie, though.
Didn't we just say earlier that Marnie has a horse face?
Yes. Marnie's a hard 6 or 7, so it's within the parameters. Oh,
wait. She's with Kirk, but pirate guy still came?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a 3-way.
Hey, pirate.
Oh, my God.
And he gives him a 20.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I'm glad somebody did that.
They're horrible people.
Jenny, would you slap me in the face if I was being stupid?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Yes. Better fucking slap me in the face.
Because, you know, Miranda going to haul off on you.
You got to smack me in the face if I'm pulling some stupid shit like this. Which I won't.
Don't get mad if I slap you in the face next time.
I got to be doing some dumb, stupid shit.
I've always wanted to slap somebody in the face, honestly.
I did it once. It felt great.
I bet it did.
I have.
And they didn't feel so great.
I've been slapped a couple times, too.
Jenny, I'd let you slap me in the face.
Nice. Get together. Oh, I did hit Ben in the face at that tailgate, but that was a punch. I want to slap.
No, Jenny, you were having little kids do your dirty work for you. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, it was.
She had my son and Aaron George's son running around giving nut shots to people with footballs. Mary
me
fucking
and the
Poppins.
Kids bonded. What are you talking about?
You would have fucking Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams are awesome. I still have those 3 packages. Maybe half of each, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Between that and eating like almost a whole chocolate babka myself over the last couple of days, this freaking isolation.
I've eaten so much.
Christ on a corn dog. Now, is this girl a hard 10? Because Stainer thinks she is.
No.
What now? What do you know?
No.
No, no,
no. I believe it. No, she's not a 10.
Like a 4.5, maybe?
She got cute dimples.
Like, I see her with her hair down to really establish.
He was really attracted to her freckles.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think the visor, like, takes her down, like, 6 mm-hmm. points. So. Mm-hmm.
That visor ain't doing nothing with nobody.
And by the way, Stainer's real name is Wendell, so.
And he's going to need some gravy fries when he gets back.
I've just got Mr. Wendell stuck in my head.
Oh my God! Isn't that that? Was it? Oh, jeez! Arrested Development, right? Is that what them?
Yes.
Same group that did Tennessee. Tennessee. Tennessee.
He shit his pants. <It's
very> Toby, stop snoring. He's like, I'm TSA, motherfucker. Sorry.
He gives you back his tie, at least.
I like mojitos.
Ooh, mojito. That's one of my go-to drinks, by the way.
I like a mojito.
That one's pregnant.
That one's got hair at the front.
I went to a bar one time and on Jersey, and I ordered a mojito. The fucker made it with Malibu. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? One, I hate coconut. Two, you fucked up my drink.
You always get mint leaves, like in your teeth, though.
Well, I love the mint leaf part.
I do too, but it's just messy.
They gotta muddle them correctly. That's why.
Yeah. Yes.
Then they get stuck in your straw.
Mm-hmm.
Stainer's downgraded Marnie to a 2 or a 3. That's harsh.
That's probably not the first or last time TJ Miller was dragged like that by somebody.
Probably not.
He would totally not be free to walk around in that damn airport after that either.
I would still be totally about Patty right now.
Well, Jessica Jones is a 9.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you missed her earlier, yeah, he would have probably been called her 9.5 after that.
In
her belly shirt.
Yeah.
Her
belly shirt thing.
Laughing at the guy who jizzed himself. That was great.
Yeah, great,
but careful. I was trying to do the right thing. She's like, God damn it, he's right.
I hope she's in more things post Jessica Jones.
Well, let's take a look.
Dave Coulier.
I'd probably go see Dave Coulier.
I would. I've heard he's great.
Cut it out.
I think he's good. He was on Full House.
Captain. Full House. Uncle Joey.
Cut it out.
And then he'll do the... Is it made of wood?
That's pretty good.
The wood chuck? I still can't believe that You Ought to Know is about Dave Coulier.
That is crazy as shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, here's Kirk basically telling his whole family to fuck off.
Oh, that's like you, businessman.
Fuck you, businessman.
Be with my wife's family.
Sean with his sister-in-law?
Yeah, that's like me with the sister-in-law.
Evil little dwarf! I love it!
He's like, I'm going to make this awesome exit. I just told everybody to fuck off.
Oh no.
$25,000 fine.
$25,000.
Is there another scene I could take?
I also love how he didn't tell Ron to fuck off. He told everybody else but him and his mom.
I think Ron is of little significance to him. Like, he doesn't deserve a fuck off because he just doesn't care about him.
That's true.
Ron's just sitting there reading his paper.
He's about to say he's still reading his paper.
Which Ron's hair is, like, disgusting and ugly, but in other things he's done, he's pretty hot.
It's going to be a long flight there, pirate.
That would be my look.
So he'd be like, fuck you all.
Yeah.
I'll tell. Oh, I got to take my seat. Shit.
See, I bet Jessica Jones don't have web feet.
She's got bangs, though.
That's all right.
She's been through some shit. You hush your face.
That was petty as fuck.
I just can't do bangs. I'm sorry.
You can't do bangs. That's you can pin them back.
You can't bang her because she has bangs.
Not, I would not bang her because she has bangs. I would
just pull the hair back.
Just brush it to the side a little bit.
He doesn't do bangs. He doesn't do web feet.
Logan, what kind of perfect woman are you looking for? I mean, damn.
Oh, we got the Stainer origin out right here.
Do reverse cowboy, Logan. You don't have to look at the bangs.
Exactly.
True.
Kirk's the one that told him to own Stainer. There's a real lack of security in the Pittsburgh airport.
Yeah.
not surprising.
It's like, all right, fine.
I thought the plane was going to take off. What are we doing?
Hey, I think I have proved last month that it doesn't matter if they're saying it's taking off. You're going to fucking let me on that plane.
Well, she said that she already closed the door. And that's why he couldn't get off.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
They have friends in high places.
They did not. Yeah. The door's already closed, ma'am. You can't get off. What the fuck, I can't.
It's not what you know.
Oh, man, I forgot he was in the movie.
Oh, Andy Daly? Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I will go dark side.
I will go dark side.
With the covers,
not just any old scissors.
You know that from the what the fuck happens in that break room? He's like, shit must go down in that break room for him to be like, okay.
Okay, now yeah, they're officially like pulling the thing away. So yeah, that's a different story.
Got her shoes up.
I know.
You can't run in heels.
Airport carpet's got to be dirty, too.
Not in a pool with your web feet.
Yeah, I was going to say. Webbing, what do you think of Jack here? Germs.
Yeah, her webbing picked up the coronavirus.
You know how I feel about Jen? You just grossed me out.
What do I think of who? That guy?
Yeah.
With the big ranch?
All right, so
big wrench, all right.
So, legit, the brother is totally me at 21. I guess. I wish I could. I have to find a picture of me looking like that. You'll die.
I can see it.
Totally.
Oh, okay. They're gonna fuck up the plane. Yeah. Okay.
He did.
Mm-hmm. All right. That seems believable and reasonable. They would definitely make them all still sit on the fucking plane.
They kind of would.
They would.
Yeah, they would definitely not deplane unless it was like something super serious.
Yep.
Like a gas leak or some shit like that.
So the guy that plays Jack, he was on Under the Dome. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was hot on Under the Dome.
He played Barbie, remember? Right?
Barbie, yeah.
See, all these women just taking them shoes off and running down this barefoot.
That's what
can't run in heels.
I bet people that take their shoes off when they fly.
I can't run in heels. I've seen people do it. Oh!
I love this song, Cold Hard Bitch. I wanted to make up my ex-wife's ringtone, but the kids would hear it.
Did you find the instrumental of it?
Cold Hard Bitch with a kiss on the lips.
Well, at least you found your music for this episode.
You what, Jen?
Clothesline.
Holy shit.
What would you give that, like,
was that, like, he did that Billy Gunn backflip cell, too.
I'm
just throw the guy off the fucking cart.
This is amazing.
It is.
And this is filmed post 9/11, too. That's what's even more amazing.
That chick is crazy.
Well, once you go past a certain point, you know.
Whack!
Oh my god.
Hey. Hey.
I feel like I've seen this scene in like 1,000 movies or
anything. Oh yeah, the airport scene.
The airport. I'm sorry, I fucked up. Blah blah.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah. Blah. Love you forever, even though you have web feet.
Yes.
It can be fixed, guys. It can be fixed.
It's okay. You're a 9.5. I'll take you.
I'm a 5. You're a 9.5. I need to get the fuck over your web feet.
Yeah, I'll settle for you.
Yeah. Really is a shit box.
Because this
the
guy,
family back is just nodding their heads.
I'd be like, yeah, you got web feet. I want to bang your best friend behind you.
Well, hold on, hold on. Let me get my brother's hat to complete the look.
Yeah, let me put on my hat so I can seal the deal.
Get that. Throw that neck pillow on there, too, while you're at it. Shut up, Patty.
Yeah, Patty, shut up.
Patty's hot.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm partial to blonde, so I think Molly's harder. But that's just...
Oh, she's hot. Yeah.
We're not saying no.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say no.
Tell us all this time. You think she's still not wearing underwear?
That guy is such a douche.
See, it's a fucking Hallmark movie again, guys. I told you.
All back to the Hallmark movies.
This is like Can't Hardly Wait, except it's not the train station.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Yes.
That's like a Jason Sherman-esque reference, though.
Oh,
burn.
Wow, and on fire tonight. Coronavirus makes good burn. Drop F-bombs. It's good shit.
Andy's bringing his A game.
Andy brought it tonight.
His double A game.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, Lord.
Would you get in a plane with him sitting in that pilot seat?
Fuck no. I would never get in a plane that little anyway.
Really? It's not that scary.
You're not Buddy Holly or Richie Valens.
But if the plane crashes in the water, you know she could swim at least.
Because of the web foot.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
There wouldn't be enough room on the board, though, for both of them. So. So she wouldn't have to swim around.
My heart will go on.
Who the fuck flies to Cleveland, too?
From Pittsburgh.
Sad people.
I feel she'd be all right if he drowned, though. I think she'd be okay. Yeah.
No, 100% all planes like that crash, so no. Fact check me, because
it's I've been on one like that, then I have like actual jetliners.
Hey, a lot of celebrities died in planes like that.
I'm gonna say, like
John Denver.
Have you ever seen La Bamba? I mean,
yes, Bamba.
Yeah, but this is like Look Who's Talking. The only difference between you and them, they're famous, and you're not.
I got news for you. I wouldn't let John Travolta let me fly. I wouldn't fly in his fucking plane.
I thought you said you would fuck John Travolta. I thought that's where you were going with that, John.
I stumbled on that a little bit. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't fuck John Travolta, but I wouldn't fly in a plane with him either.
Same.
All right, that was a fun movie.
That was fun.
So Ben and Sean, what do you think of your first time watching it?
I thought it was fantastic.
Are you going to rewatch it with the sound up?
I will, because I need to hear the music, especially the porno music at the start that I missed. So, I'll watch it again for sure.
Yeah, I've got to hear the Hall Oates tribute, man. That's
it's not bad, actually.
No, it's not.
No. Jenny, thank you for popping in. For the last
well, you're 40 welcome. Minutes.
Nothing better than a Jenny pop in.
I know, right?
So, not sure when this will air, but if anybody's got anything to promote, now's the time to do it. Miranda, you got anything you want to promote?
Jenny and I just did an episode of Geek and Sassy. We did The Sassies,
what?
Which is the only award show that is should be important in your life ever. It's the best award show ever. We had fun.
We had gave fun. Ourselves a sassy we for did the give- sassies.
Wow.
I mean, we invented them. I feel like I can give my fucking self a sassy. Mm-hmm.
Just give me a
yeah. We've got more episodes coming soon.
Over on The Jenny Position. Jenny, speaking of Jenny Position, Jenny, what you got? You got anything going on any of the multitude of feeds that you frequent?
Multitude of feeds, yes. Just today, I added a new show to the Jenny Position, one you guys should be familiar with. It was previously on the Pop feed. It is called the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast. So they're watching The Office, siblings Kevin and Mary, and I asked them to join my feed, and they said yes. So... they're moving over there. We also have an episode of Freak Out Drive-In coming up and Talkin' Pop. And on the wrestling feed, there's an episode of Jenny and the Gems and PTB NXT. And on the North-South Connection podcast, there's an episode of Extreme Three-Way Dance.
Four feeds. Is that the first time somebody's simultaneously on four feeds?
Probably, I don't know.
If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be you.
Plus, I just did something that's like outside of our little podcast family, so...
Five feeds!
She be busy.
I'm a podcast whore, what can I say?
Aren't we all?
They're addictive. It's like getting a tattoo. Once you've done one, you just want to do more.
I know. Like... I know, believe me, I'm on the verge of adding a new show to the pop feed, so just...
What? Oh, Andy, we
so you have no room to give me any shit.
I don't. I'm not giving you shit. I'm complimenting you.
Okay. Sure.
I'm gonna get one of those. From Jenny.
Just record Jenny doing her. Bless your heart. It's a fuck. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, Andy. Bless your heart.
Oh yeah.
Jenny, just by the way, they've all warned me about the different levels of bless your heart I've got coming tomorrow.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you've been forewarned.
Babe, you better start drinking now to keep up. Sean, you got anything you want to promote? Any recent appearances?
No, I'm just going to keep pouring myself out as the opportunity comes. But, yeah, no, not really.
Logan, what about you? Same thing?
I got nothing as well, but I'm here if anybody needs me.
Ben, what's going on over on Special Relations?
Next episode's dropping at the weekend. We're recording with somebody on this line next week, so that's going to be a new episode, I think, in the middle of April. But yeah, and that's it. We're all good at the moment. We're all good.
All right, and also check out Unpopular Opinion, PlaysMination.com.
Yes, new one of that dropped last week on Friday, I think, and hopefully I'll have another one out pretty damn soon.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get them out. Fast and Furious is... Ben, you know, wants to anger as many people as possible, so
yeah, let's keep it going. That's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about.
As for me, check me out over on the wrestling feed. I have two new shows. Not sure when the follow-up episodes will come out, but I have The Evolution of the Game, Triple H, with Scott Criscolo, deep dive into Hunter Hearst Helmsley, as well as The Great Debate Wrestling, Episode 1, with Tim Cable, Matt Souza, and Jerison D'Amato over on the pop feed. Looking back is on hiatus because Hollywood's on hiatus right now. So we can't really do any movie previews if there's no movies to preview. Our summer movie wager is going to be like, what gets the most streams? Netflix.
Yeah.
But new episodes of Laugh in Theater are coming. That seems to be an easy thing to do during this isolation social thing. As well as Year in Pop should be coming very soon. We're going to push that up on the schedule. And, yeah, maybe a new Great Debate. Who knows? Anyway. What was that? Oh, the Disney Pod. That's right. Yes, we'll be... Chad, Miranda, and I will be discussing Fantasia before long. So that should be a fun show. You know? Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for jumping on, and I hope if you're listening and you watch She's Out of My League with us, you had a good laugh in this kind of time that's a little tough right now for everybody, and that's kind of why we're doing some of these extra shows, is just to kind of escape for a little while and just have some fun and have a few laughs, and just don't forget, like, you know, there are people here for you. We're trying to do our little part to help you guys. So, for Miranda Berthold, Jennifer Smith, Sean Kidd, Logan Crossan, and Ben Locke, I'm Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us on this special Laugh in Isolation Theater. And we'll talk to you next time. For now, theater is closed. See you.
Okay. Oh God.